This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. State data shows about a third of Coloradans eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine still have not gotten their first shot. Governor Polis told NBC's Meet the Press this weekend that he's not looking to punish holdouts.
I think we want to address the unvaccinated with facts first and foremost, also with compassion and love. They are often victims of misinformation, and we need to do our best to get the very best information in front of them that they need to protect themselves and their family.
Polis says three shots may become the new requirement for Coloradans to be considered fully vaccinated. A Democratic state lawmaker from Colorado has been tapped to lead the regional office of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Democratic members of Colorado's congressional delegation nominated Representative Dominique Jackson from Aurora for the position. She'll oversee federal housing programs in six states: Colorado, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Utah, and Wyoming. At the Colorado State House, Jackson has worked on various housing issues, including efforts to make housing more affordable. A Democratic vacancy committee will select her replacement at the Capitol. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Last week's windstorm was particularly harsh for southern Colorado. Some Pueblo residents are still cleaning up the aftermath. Officials launched a citywide effort to clean up areas overwhelmed by what they're calling a tumbleweed invasion. The project is expected to last several days. You're listening to CPR News.